We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Today on the WCBS Morning News.
Airports will be the busiest in years this Thanksgiving, and we have good news today about one of our big three.
After 18 deaths this year, lawyers for Rikers detainees are asking a judge to impose federal control. I'm Marla Diamond, outside Rikers.
The city gets a new tourist attraction today, one that even New Yorkers might want to visit.
When a New Jersey governor was shamed into coming out, it was hardly a moment of pride in today's 88 Seconds in Sound.
It's Tuesday. It's the 15th of November. Good morning. I'm Wayne Cabot.
And I'm Paul Murnane. Craig Allen says increasing clouds after the morning sunshine, and there's a touch of snow north and west coming our way for tonight.
Good day for ribbon cutting at Newark Airport. Governor Murphy will be there today on the long-delayed Terminal A, which is designed to bring Newark Airport into the modern era. Forget about those Newark jokes. It's going to be something new and spiffy when they get around to it. Let's go to WCBS reporter Sean Adams at Newark Airport. Sean.
Yeah, completely new. Shiny and new. A new era for Newark Airport. The new Terminal A should be accepting passengers sometime before the start of the new year. We don't know precisely when, but they will have a ceremonial ribbon cutting later today. The old terminal, it's being phased out. Construction for this $2.7 billion project started in 2018. The new Terminal A, which from what I can gather from looking at maps and things, it seems to be to the south of the old one, it will feature 1 million square feet, 33 gates, improved curbside drop-off and pickup. That's crucial. It'll have four lounges inside. These new terminals are all about amenities, making you have a nice experience. There will be a consolidated parking and rental car operation. They had to build eight new bridges to get people to this new Terminal A. And inside there will be Jersey-inspired public art. The whole thing here is about experience, giving you a good experience and helping you get to your destination with ease. Live at Newark Airport, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
There's been a heist in the Diamond District. It went down last night, and at this point, the thieves got away.
Police using surveillance footage from cameras literally right outside of Avis Diamond here at 71 West 47th Street, where this armed robbery happened about 8:15 last night. Four people leaving the Diamond store, believed to be employees and possibly the owner, when they were robbed by these two men wearing masks and carrying guns. They took at least $72,000 worth of jewelry and believed to be two Rolex watches as well before they jumped in an SUV and got away. Now, those who were robbed were not injured as the investigation's ongoing. Here at 47th and 6th, Glenn Shuck, WCBS, News Radio 880.
Well, we humans will decide of those bears today. At a public meeting of the New Jersey Fish and Game Council, the humans will prevail. In some form, Governor Murphy has come out in favor now of restoring the bear hunt after what he considered to be an unacceptable number of human-bear interactions. So the plan is to hold a six-day hunt right during the shotgun deer season next month. Turnout today is expected to be huge when that meeting starts at 10 o'clock this morning. So big, as a matter of fact, they're holding it in the State Museum in Trenton.
I don't know if it's great to talk about cold beer this early in the morning, but if you are a fan of non-alcoholic beer, you want to have a drink and not feel like you need a nap after it. This is big business, and the company behind Dr. Pepper and Green Mountain Coffee is taking a stake in one of the big names in non-alcoholic beer. Keurig Dr. Pepper is investing $50 million in the Connecticut-based Athletic Brewing Company. company. The Stratford-based Athletic was founded only in 2017, only a couple years old, and it has grabbed 55% of the alcohol-free craft beer market since then.
You know why?
Why is that?
Because it's good.
It's tasty stuff.
It's, you know, they're not paying me to say this, but right. I will say, if you want to have beer without getting bombed, try even their light beer.
Right.
Their light, their non-alcoholic light beer.
Is nice.
Which would seem to be like water light.
It's like 40 calories or something.
I think it's 25 calories.
Is it?
Drink up, baby, and don't get bombed. I love it. And raise a glass to the newest tourist attraction in New York City. Opens up today. We'll hear about that next.
At T-Mobile, we believe people deserve more without paying more. That's why the new iPhone 14 with its amazing camera is on us, and Apple TV Plus is included.
It's like expecting one caroler.
Deck the hall with
boughs. And getting a choir.
Switch and get iPhone 14 on us with eligible trade-in on our Max plan.
24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling service to continue remaining bill credits or credits stop and balance and required finance agreement is due. Apple TV Plus on us up to $4.99 value. See T-Mobile.com for details.
Someday, you might be with friends in New York City, telling the story of how you navigated these complex times. The market was all over the place, so you reached out to a Merrill advisor and with their help, charged ahead. And unlike your fishing stories, you won't have to go overboard. Find an advisor at ml.com/bullish.
Merrill, a Bank of America company. What would you like the power to do?
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith, Incorporated, registered broker-dealer, registered investment advisor, member SIPC, a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank of America Corp.
WCBS News Time, 6:08 Tuesday morning. Traffic and weather together on the 8th, and already some hot spots. Here's Tom Kaminsky in Shopper 880.
Yeah, one that's been left over from the overnight on the southbound outer roadway, the New Jersey Turnpike, halfway between interchanges 10 and 9. In Metuchen down toward New Brunswick, we had a tandem tractor-trailer. The back trailer became dislodged and flipped over in that outer roadway. So at this point, it is in the process of being cleared. The cab and the first trailer have been cleared. The second trailer that had been flipped over is now upright. It is hooked up to a heavy-duty wrecker. It is in the process of being cleared. There is still some cleanup, though, yet to go there. So only one lane is getting by in that outer roadway. Inner roadway's got the rest of the volume, and that, at this point, is enough on the southbound side. Really not much of a delay in through that area, but we'll keep you posted. About 15 minutes across the board at the Lincoln and Holland and GWB. In the case of the 1-9 approach, pretty heavy as we get from the Pulaski Skyway toward the covered roadway. Sounds like there might be an issue with that first traffic light in Jersey City at Jersey Avenue coming from that 1-9 approach. So we're making our way over toward the Holland Tunnel to get a look at that. We had the overnight work wrapped up in Fairfield County on the Connecticut Turnpike and the Merritt Parkway. Alternate side parking rules in effect today citywide. I'm Tom Kaminsky in Shopper 880.
We have a touch of snow to talk about in the weather forecast tonight, Craig Allen, north and west.
North and west suburbs especially, but, you know, if when the rain starts this evening, I would not be surprised to hear the ping, ping, ping of sleet even in the city and along the coastline, and maybe a wet snowflake or two. But the winter weather advisory is for our northwest suburbs, north and west of 287, and specifically north of 80 especially, let's put it that way, in New Jersey. So you're talking way back, but also the Poconos, the Catskills, Dutchess, Ulster, Orange County, and Litchfield County, Connecticut, also included in tonight's winter weather advisory. According to an inch or two before it mixes with and changes over to rain, a gradual rise in temperatures overnight. Tomorrow, rain ending in the morning, followed by partial clearing. It's windy, 45 to 50 degrees. Right now, it's clear. No problems for the morning commute. Temperatures, though, are in the 20s in just about all the suburbs. It's 36 in the city, humidity 54%.
Craig Allen of the Weather Center, WCBS, on a morning when we're hearing that Rikers Island would no longer be in the control of New York City. If lawyers get their way today, let's hear about this court case with major implications for a facility where 18 people have died this year. Live from WCBS reporter Marla Diamond. Marla.
Wayne, lawyers for detainees will ask a federal judge today to take control of the troubled facility away from the city. The first step in a long process to determine the fate of Rikers, where conditions have deteriorated over the past 2 years, with slashings and stabbings rapidly increasing, along with use of force and security failures, according to the lawyers who have written a letter to Judge Laura Swain, asking her to appoint a receivership. The city continues to resist an outsider to run the jails, the corrections commissioner, Luis Molina, insisting that change must come from within. Since his tenure began, staffing levels have improved from the crisis in September of last year when close to 2,000 of 8,000 staff members were calling out sick each day. Yet nearly 800 employees, or about 12% of the workforce, is still failing to show up for work. The Correction Officers Union has not commented. And we're live outside Rikers. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
And if that Broadway show is too expensive, how about a trip to the Broadway Museum? It opens this morning on 45th Street between 6th and 7th Avenues.
Broadway is famous for its theaters, and a lot of history has been made with many shows opening and closing over the decades. But the curtains are about to be raised for Broadway's own museum. Julie Boardman is a co-founder of the Museum of Broadway.
Now, had people not pioneered and broken ground, we would never have the art that we have today.
There will be many exhibits, including Al Hirschfeld's iconic posters and some interactive displays.
In about a four-minute video through projection mapping onto this deconstructed cityscape, the story of how the theater started in the financial district and migrated north to Times Square and how it became what it is today.
In Midtown on West 45th Street, Darius Radzius, WCBS News Radio 880.
Tickets start at $39 with a portion going to Broadway Cares and Equity Fights AIDS.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
What you've heard about probiotics is probably wrong.
I eat yogurt, so I don't need to take a probiotic. Probiotics? They don't really work.
It's time to learn the truth about probiotics from Align, the probiotic brand recommended by gastroenterologists 2 times more than any other probiotic brand. Align has probiotics to naturally help relieve occasional bloating, gas, and abdominal discomfort. Try Align for a month and see how great a healthy gut can feel at AlignProbiotics.com.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Slomans is offering a free home security system and installation when you use their low-cost central station monitoring. Call 833-933-SAFE. That's 833-933-SAFE.
Nursing home abuse? Call 1-800-ELDERLY, 1-800-ELDERLY, or kgkfirm.com.
On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Wayne Cabot.
And I'm Paul Burdain.
Making news this morning, the season's first snow is on the way. Tonight, with a coating to an inch or two expected on the ground by morning. Wait a minute, just an inch or two? Well, Craig Allen says more possible in the hills.
Number two, updated CBS News House estimate. Republicans are at a minimum of 216 seats, just two away from a House majority. There are currently 5 seats leaning their way, 4 of which are in California, where the vote counting continues. CBS News projects Republican Carrie Lake has lost the Arizona governor's race to Democrat Katie Hobbs.
And this is a bit concerning. A drop in sperm counts that was first noticed by scientists in the early 1970s has accelerated from 1.2% a year then, decline in sperm counts, to a decline of 2.6% now. And it's happening all across the world, and no one seems to know why.
Up next, it's our WCBS News Radio, 88 seconds in sound for the 15th of November.
It was the most bizarre afternoon that I can recall.
We go live now to that news conference featuring Governor Jim McGreevy in Trenton.
November 15th, 2004.
Throughout my life, I have grappled with my own identity.
There were always these rumors about Jim McGreevy being gay.
As a young child, I often felt ambivalent about myself, In fact, confused.
So when the word came down that Jim McGreevy was about to resign, something to do with his sexuality, why is he quitting?
And so my truth is that I am a gay American.
Well, we knew there was more to the story. You don't just quit because you're a gay American, which was an interesting way to phrase it.
And I am blessed to live in the greatest nation.
We had no idea that Governor McGreevy had hired someone to work Homeland Security for the state of New Jersey who had no qualifications, who was his boyfriend.
I accept total and full responsibility.
To watch this was surreal. There's Jim McGreevy, the governor of New Jersey, his wife looking shell-shocked next to him, his Marine father on the other side with a 100-mile stare off into the distance. It was a surprise. It was a shock that Jim McGreevy had to quit his office because of some scandal that nobody even knew about.
Everybody back up! Everybody back up!
2011, the Occupy Wall Street protests were shut down by hundreds of cops in riot gear.
All property, including tents and personal belongings, must be removed from the
park. Zuccotti Park is unoccupied.
They threw everything in the garbage.
This is Sean Adams. Police moved in, protesters dispersed or got arrested, and power washers took over.
And so on this day, the two-month-long campout was over. Mayor Bloomberg had it.
Make no mistake. The final decision to act was mine and mine alone.
They were lowlifes, said New York Congressman Peter King. Staten Island Congressman Michael Grimm went further.
The vast majority of the people down there were degenerates and miscreants, drug addicts, anarchists, and communists.
Answered one protester.
Sorry for the inconvenience. We are trying to change the world.
This is November 15th.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.